Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, yes, it's Chris Bruce. I am America's deadly sin, so to speak. You know what I just noticed? I set this episode up for 15 lousy minutes. What the hell is wrong with me? Oh my God, you guys. Well, it's gonna be a mighty short show, okay? I'm not exactly sure what I'm gonna do about this. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to talk really fast, okay? This episode is about fear, and it's very important that I say something about this because I got to tell you this morning, I'm not talking about fear as in you're watching a horror flick, okay, and you're all alone in the house, you got your popcorn in front of you, you're watching a scary movie, and you just can't seem to... you can't shake that feeling that somebody's behind you and doing this. Well, we're not talking about that kind of fear, guys. We're talking about bigger fear, big fear. Now, I got to tell you, the reason I picked this subject was because fear of people, governments, the bully at school, whatever the case may be, okay, this is a big deal, all right? This is a system of control, folks. This is what fear is all about. This is why the media is the way it is now, because the media here in our country is ordered to instill fear of God into all of America, okay? And let me tell you how that works. We make you so afraid, you don't even want to walk out of your house during the day. And we got you, man. We got you. We've got you so afraid that you don't even want to walk out and see what the hell is going on, okay? And the reason that I brought fear up is a fear of government and a fear of governmental agencies is not a good thing, people. This promotes sheep behavior, okay? Rollover behavior, okay? Oh, did you say something about CPS? You better watch it. They're going to come to your door and stake your kids. Oh, my God. You know, I mean, this is what I'm talking about, people. You can't have that kind of fear of these people because then they know they got you. Okay? They know they got you. I have people tell me all the time, oh, you got to watch out for that anonymous group. Oh, my God. They're out to overthrow the government and blah, blah, blah. No. Come on, guys. I've been there. I know what they do. I've seen their videos. They're nothing to be afraid of. These people are out to protect our backs, okay? All right? Do you understand what I'm saying? They're looking out for us. And you know what? Those people could be your neighbors, could be your best friends, could be your lawyer, could be your... it could be anybody. You don't know. You don't know who these people are. They're everybody. They're everywhere. and they stand for everything. And I got it. And anything that goes against American values, I don't have any problem with that. Go for it. I say more power to you. Okay? Bring it on. Protect my back, because the government sure ain't got my back. The police ain't got my back. Nobody's got my back. Here's another one. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. Oh, my God, you said something about the FBI on your show. Oh, my God, you better take it off. Quick, 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 quick. Why? These people are no different than I am, okay? They take off their pants one leg at a time. Just like, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe they jump into both legs. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, guys, when you fear people, when you fear agencies, when you fear individual agencies, the IRS, the FBI, the CIA, Secret Service, whatever the case may be, you fear them, they got control on you, okay? You can't let them have control, because these people are here to serve us, not the other way around. I don't know about you, but I'm not here to serve my government. I'm not here for that. That is not how this country got started. We didn't put the government in place to rule over us. But we're allowing it, and through fear, we allow it even more, because fear, our fear, is their control. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? This is not a good thing, folks. You can't be afraid of CPS. I want to tell you what, one of the biggest problems I had with people is when they get anywhere close to CPS, you get anywhere close to the subject, and people are running every direction. Well, I want to tell you what, it's because of that fear that these people know they can get away with whatever they want to, whenever they want to, however they want to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you understand what I'm trying to get at? You can't be afraid if you're walking or you're they're going to come and get my kids. They're going to come and get your kids anyway. Guys, it doesn't matter what you post in the room. It doesn't matter. If they've got their eyes on you, they're coming after you regardless, okay? Maybe you got one kid left. You've had three kids taken, and you're worried about losing the last one. See, and they do that on purpose. They have to. They have to do that on purpose. Oh, as long as we leave one kid behind, they'll be afraid of us. See what I'm getting at now? You can't let these people control your life and the way you run your life. Okay, now, granted, if you're surrounded by a bunch of biddies that have absolutely nothing to do with their lives and they're on welfare and they got no job and anything else and all they're doing is looking around for something to call CPS about, yeah, I'd be a little bit worried then, okay? I'd be a little bit worried. You've got full possession of your children, yeah. But see, here's the deal. It doesn't matter. Anybody that's mad at you, anybody is going to think of this, all right? Why? Because they know once they make that phone call, then CPS has got their eye on you, and there's nothing you can do to get them out of your lives until they're fully satisfied and have taken every kid you've got. Okay? And see, this really bugs me. This really bugs me about this. Oh, anybody can call, and you're confidential. You don't have to know who it was, blah, 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 because you may go out and have revenge on. Well, I want to know who I can have my revenge on. I know who called on me. And I want to tell you something. That person better not even step foot in my state again. That's all I'm going to say about the matter. Now, I'm going to tell you folks that you just can't be afraid of these people. Strength is in numbers. Strength is in numbers. And if you sit and you say, oh my God, I got to comply, I've got to go along with these people. And by the way, I was just in a CPS room, and somebody came in and said, oh, that room is full of CPS workers. Oh my God, don't post anything in there. Why? Because they're going to hunt you down through the FBI or the CIA and come and get your ass? No. Come on, guys. These people are not the CIA. They're not the FBI. They don't have the resources those people do. Okay? Maybe they know law enforcement. They got them in their back pocket. Yeah, sure. Whatever. But chances are, if you're in one of our rooms, you've already had your kids taken. You've already had your problems. Okay? You've already had problems. And you're here to get help. These people want to scare you from getting help as well. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They don't want you talking to other people because other people know what in the hell's going on. Other people have the law on their side. Other people have been through this and know what the hell to say, to give you everything that will help you get yourselves out of this mess. And they don't want that. So what they do is they install a little fear in you. And then next thing you know, you don't want to be there anymore because CPS might see what I'm posting. You can't be afraid of these people. The biggest, the best way to get past that fear is to join forces with someone else. Somebody else that doesn't give a damn. I don't give a damn. Okay? My name is Christopher Bruce. I run America's Deadly Sins, a blog on Blogger. Okay? I post my crap freely. My name is right on out there. Well, okay, granted, I don't have anything left to lose. They only took my only daughter, okay? But that's not the issue. Even if I did have a kid, I'd still be speaking. I'd still be speaking because what they did to me was wrong. What they did to my wife was wrong. When they took it, my child, that was wrong. And they wonder why I didn't jump through hoops. Well, let me tell you why I didn't jump through hoops. Because what you freaking did was wrong. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not afraid of your ass. If you're listening in right now, good. Go tell your supervisor. We run this show for 2 hours every day. Every day. And I've got people on here talking about it. All right? Get over it. Get over it. Get over it. That's all I got to say about it. I ain't scared of you. I ain't never going to be scared of you. I remember I was in one of my family team meetings and the worker was talking about how I hadn't filled out my social report yet and hadn't turned it in. I looked her dead in the eye. There's 15 people in this room. I looked her dead in the eye and said, you're never going to get that from me. Boy, you never saw jaws drop so fast in all your life. People's jaws were hitting the floor. They were like, oh, I can't believe you talked to the mighty CPS worker like that. I don't give a good rat's ass about that CPS worker. Screw her. Screw her. Let her go get a life. Okay, guys, I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was thinking when I set up this show, but I only set it up for 15 minutes. You guys got lucky. You don't have to listen to me rant on for 2 hours, okay? I'm really sorry about that. We're going to go ahead and shut the show off, but I'm going to tell you one thing before I go, okay? I'm going to be on The Captain tonight, all right, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. I'm going to be on at 6 Mountain. And 5 Pacific. Come join us. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be telling my whole story. You guys have probably been wondering what my story is. If you haven't read it on the blog, America's Deadly Sins, by the same name, you'll hear it tonight because me and the captain are going to be talking all about it. So come join us tonight on the Captain's Show. I'll be there. Be there. Be square.